我们还是从第六章那里往前看。
We still look forward from chapter 6.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
现在我们看见羔羊结印了。
We see now the lamb opens the seals.
羔羊所以要结印。
Because the lamb is to open the seal.
因为这几个印是原来是封严着神手中的那书卷的。
Because the scroll that was in the hand of God was sealed with these seven seals.
那书卷就是神永远的旨意。
And that scroll is the eternal will of God.
所以那个印如果不揭开，那个神的永远的计划就不能完成。
So if those seals are not opened, then the eternal will of God cannot be completed.
所以那七个印一定要给揭开。
So those seven seals must be opened.
那上次我们看到羔羊揭开了第一印。
And last time we saw that the lamb opened the first seal.
那我们特别提到，这是一个思想上的霸占。
And we have specially mentioned that this is a conquering of the mind.
是仇敌在人的思想里边做一些事情，叫人远离神。拒绝神到一个很厉害的地步。
That is the enemy doing something to our mind for us to reject and depart very far away from God.
我们慢慢看下去的时候，我们看到这个结果。
And as we read on, we can see the result of that.
在底下你看到一些事情，你就没办法不联想起第一印里边所表明的那种情形。
And as we look into some events that is to come, then that will cause us to think of the result of the first.
而我们不得不承认，在过去我们不大领会这个思想的战争。
We must confess that at first we do not clearly understand the warfare that goes in the mind.
但是几十年下来的时候，我们真的看见了。
But throughout the decades, indeed we can see that.
从各种各方面把人的思想挟制到一个地步。就是毫无理由的拒绝神。
From all aspects that it confines man's thoughts and mind to a point that they just without any reason reject God.
而人拒绝神的那个结果乃是越过越败坏，越过越腐朽。
And we can see the rejection of God from man as time passes is more corrupt.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常厉害的一种伤害。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, that is very great damage.
人大概不太领悟，这是一个很厉害的伤害。
Man cannot truly understand what a great harm that is.
是思想上的伤害。
That is the harm from our thought and mind.
人的本质都完全，人的本质本来已经是坏了。
That man's nature by itself already is corrupt.
那因此这样的思想的增长，叫人的，那个性质给带到最坏最坏的那个光景里。
But because of this warfare in the mind and thought, it leads man's nature to the worst corrupt state it will be in.
那现在我们要来看第二个印。
Now we'll look at the second seal.
那第二、第三、第四个印都比较容易体会。
Now it is easier for us to understand about the second seal.
因为那里说得很清楚了。
Because there it tells us very clearly.
那第三节就是说，揭开第二印的时候
，First three says, and when he had opened the second seal,
我听见第二个活物说，你来。
I heard the second beast say, come and see.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意
，Brothers and sisters, we pay attention.
揭开那个印以前
，Before the seal was opened,
从第一印到第四印
，From the first seal to the fourth seal,
要揭开印的时候
，When the seal is to be opened,
总有一个活物在那里说，你来。
There would be a living beast there saying, come.
那当然这个是招呼约翰去看。
And of course this is to greet John to go and see.
但是我们说
But we say,
头一个印招呼过了就够了。
It's fine, it's sufficient for you to call him to see after the first seal.
第二、第三、第四个就不需要再招呼了。
You don't call him again and again after the second seal.
因为约翰已经在注意羔羊在那里结印。
Because John's attention is already focused on the lamb opening the seal.
那为什么二三四印还是要说你看你来
So why is it that on the second, third and fourth seal it is repeated come and see
到第五第六印的时候就不再说了
But on the fifth and sixth seals they do not say that
就是头四个印
But only the first four
每个印揭开以前活物都说 回来。
But right before each of the first four seals are opened, the living beast say, "Come and see."
也许有人会这样说。
Maybe some might say,
活物只有四个。
Because there are only four living beasts.
没有第五个，没有第六个。
There is no fifth or sixth one.
所以第六五印、第六印的时候就没有。活物在说你来了。
And so therefore there's no more fifth or sixth living beast to say come and see.
但是为什么这样是说不过去的。
But brothers and sisters, if you interpret it that way, you cannot get by.
因为他们可以轮流着说嘛。
Because they can just take turn and rotate to say it.
一二三四说完了又从头从一开始。
After all four of them have said it, they can repeat number one and number two.
所以这个是说不过去的。
So you cannot explain it that way.
那正因为这样。
Because of that.
我们就不得不注意你来有什么意思。
Then we have to pay attention what is the meaning of this come and see.See.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为从一结印开始的时候。
Because once the seals are open.
我们又看见神的追讨。
We see God's chastening.
我们也看见神把地的情形来显露。
And we see that God manifests to us the condition of
earth. 或者说把人的堕落的那个程度来显露。
Or that God manifests the state to man's corruption and fall.
不管是神追讨也好。
Whether it is God's chastening,
或者是神的揭露也好，
or that God reveals,
我们都留意到一件事情。
We pay attention to one thing.
这些事情发生，
that as these things take place,
都在神的管理的底下。
It is all under the sovereignty of God.
尤其是开头那四个，
especially the first four.
整个来说就是环境上的那一些。惩治吧。
In general, we can say it is a punishment from God in the environment.
或者说是神的一个比较严厉的管教吧。
We can say it is a very severe discipline from God.
那这是管教。
And these disciplines
都是眼睛看得见。
It is something we can see with our eyes.
但是当人看在人看得见的事物的里面。
And in the things which man can see.
那这。我们留意第一印。
Then let's pay attention to the first seal.
我们如果领会这是一个思想上的瑕疵啊。
Now, if we come to understand this is something that would bind our thought and mind.
你会留意到。
Then you'll see.
因为这些都是自然灾害。
Because all these are natural disasters.
那当这自然灾害一出来的时候。
And so when they do appear.
那人就会说。
Then man would say.
这就是自然灾害嘛。
They're just natural disasters.
没有什么特别嘛。
There's nothing special about them.
所以有什么事情发生，那就是自然。
And so whatever happens, it is just natural.
但弟兄姊妹们，神也很清楚知道人的心思就是这样。
But brothers and sisters, God clearly knows that is how man's mind thinks.
所以当接近以前。
So before the seals are opened,
活物就让约翰来。留意
The living beast tell John to pay attention.
你来
Come.
那约翰就留意了
And so John pay attention.
他就看见
And he saw something happen.
这个次序
And so this order
很显然就给我们看见
Very naturally lets us see
在地上所发生的各种各样的自然的灾害
All the natural disasters that happen on earth
绝对不是偶然的
It is not by coincidence
是在神管理的底下
It is under the governing of God
是在神的安排底下
It is under the plan of God
你不要说
Do not say
地震了
If there's an earthquake
因为两个板块磨得不能再磨了它就要震了
Because two of earth plates have conflict with each other so there's an earthquake
你也不要说
Do not say
那个电在天上啊那个阴阳的电一碰啊它就发出响声来啊
Now because of what's going on the skies then that's why there is thunder
这都是自然现象
They're all natural phenomena
不错是自然现象
Yes they are natural phenomena
但是问题是在这里
But that is where the issue is
什么时候这些事情要出现
When will these things appear
这些事情出现是说明了什么问题
When these things appear what does that tell us
活物在那里说你来
The living beast says come
就很显然的叫我们看见
Very apparently it allows for us to see
当然我们所看眼见的一切的事情都是自然的现象
Of course all the things which our eyes can see they are natural phenomena
但是人不允许
But if God does not allow, then these things will not come about. If God has arranged it, then all those things will appear according to the time of God. So the four living beasts says, come. This telling him to come is meaningful. It is meaningful. Because nothing has happened that was brought about by these seals before. I'm not saying that has never happened before. But I'm saying that in man's history, the matter that would come about in this order and how frequent they appear has never happened before. But why did they all come at once? Why did they all appear at the same time? Then we pay attention to what the four living beasts says, come, it is very meaningful. Because all these appearances, it is all according to the arrangement of God. So now when the second seal is to be opened, and again one of the four living beasts said, come. And so John saw, he saw there is a horse. It is a red horse. And when the red horse appears,
这里就说, 就在地上夺取太平,
and here it is to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention. The first seal is the harm to the mind and thought.
现在第二个音开始呢,
now when the second seal begins,
你看到, 开始是身体上的伤害,
you can see now that is a harm to the body.
那当然这个身体上的伤害, 那个范围就很, 很广,
now of course this harm to the body is very broad.
所以问下去就接二连三的,
and so as we see continue is three seals.
那第二个音就是一匹红马,
so the second seal is a red horse. And when this red horse appears, there is war on earth. There is matters when one kills another. So that allows for us to pay attention to. That one would say there is always a lot of wars going on earth already.
有哪一个时候, 地上没有战争的记录呢?
When is there not a time that there is no war on earth?
如果用人的历史上来说,
if we use man's history,
从原始人的时候就开始打打杀杀了,
even from our ancestors, they have already fought against one another.
他们为着争夺一只野兽就打打杀杀了,
even when they fight against one another for a beast.
一直下来人就是为了这个东西,
brothers and sisters, that man wars against one another from the beginning.
这个近代的历史, 那个战争就越来越厉害越多,
and in recent times the warfare is even more fierce and more frequent.
但弟兄姊妹记得,
but brothers and sisters, remember
一部的历史, 所有的政战, 这战争,
all the warfare in the past
还不是第二印,
it is not in the second seal.
因为 第二印你留意,
because if you pay attention to the second seal, that the peace will be taken from the earth.
那个意思就是说,
that means
全地都没有一个安宁的地方,
that there will be no peace at all, no place of refuge on earth.
我也算是经过好几次战争的人,
I would consider myself who have gone through a few wars.
但是我的记忆里面我总是觉得, 当战争进行的时候, 我还是有地方可以去, 能避开那个战争直接的那种伤害。
But in my memory, that even though there may be warfare going on, there would still be places I can go to get away from the direct impact of the war.
但是我们留意第二印,
but if we pay attention to the second seal,
第二印就是说, 当那一匹红马出来的时候,
the second seal tells us when the red horse appears, there is no peace on earth.
没有避难所。
You, there's no refuge.
到处都是杀人流血的事情。
That all over there would be killing and shedding of blood.
你说为什么杀人流血呢？
You say why would they kill and shed blood?
当然那个时候是不需要讲理由的。
Of course, at that time they have no reason.
可怕的地方就是在这。
And that is why it's so frightening.
你能引动全地都是落在这种光景里啊。
That the whole earth would fall under this situation.
那这就是很可怕。
Indeed, that is very frightful.
你没有办法能找到一个地方可以歇一歇的。
You cannot find a place of rest.
你今天晚上闭着眼睛睡觉。
You may close your eyes to sleep tonight.
明天你能不能起来你都没有把握。
But whether you can get up or not, tomorrow you cannot be
sure
of that.
也许半夜就来了一些一些常人。
Maybe in the night others would come.
他见人就杀。
And then they'll kill whoever they see.
你说什么道理？
Then you say what reason is that?
不讲道理。
There is no reason at all.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
等到主来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
等到这个灾难开始的时候。
When these tribulations begin.
人性已经不再是一件给人重视的事。
That man's nature is nothing to be looking at anymore.
弟兄姊妹，到现在我们还不住的听见人说人权，人权，人权。
Brothers and sisters, now we might hear people saying, fighting for their rights and rights.
等到第二印揭开的时候。
But when the second seal appears,
你没有办法再听到人权了。
No longer will you hear about their rights.
因为那些杀人的他就随意就去杀人了。
Because those who kill, they'll kill at will.
彼此的相杀。
And they'll kill one another.
那弟兄姊妹，你想象。到了那一个时候
Brothers and sisters, think about that at that time.
地再不是一个叫人可羡慕的地方。
That the earth is not something someone would admire anymore.
稍微有点心思的人都巴不得能离开个地。
That anyone who would have the right mind would want to leave this place.
但是没有路走了那个时候。
But at that time, there's nowhere to turn to.
通天的路已经封闭掉了。
At that time, the way to heaven has been closed.
教会被提去以后，通天的路就封闭了。
After the church has been raptured, the way to heaven has been closed.
弟兄姊妹，你能看见第二印揭开的时候
？So brothers and sisters, when you see the second seal open,
地上的人可以用这几个字来说明。
The people on earth can be summed up in these few words.
走投无路了。
That there is nowhere for them to turn to.
那么这个是第二印
That's the second seal.
这是人的身体受伤害的开始
That's the beginning of the harm to man's body.
我想弟兄姊妹该注意的
But I think brothers and sisters should pay attention to this. It is not just one place.
不是一个时间
It is not one time.
那是全地
It is all the earth.
全时间
All the time.
到处都是
Everywhere.
杀人流血
That they will kill one another and shed blood.
这个是第二印
That is the second seal.
然后你看到第三个印要揭了
And then you see that the third seal is to be opened
那第三个印揭开的时候
And once the third seal is opened
活物的 揭开以前活物又说你来
Now again before the third seal is broken The third beast says come
那么一匹黑马就出来了
And a black horse appear
那个这个黑马是什么呢
Now what is this black horse?
我们留意
Let's pay attention
那个骑在黑马上面是拿着天平
Now the one on the black horse has a balance
弟兄姊妹都知道
Brothers and sisters, you know
天平啊
Now this balance
都是去称那些比较轻微的事物的
It is
的那个度量衡啊
It is something used to measure the more the things that are more light
我们很少看见天平啊是好大拿来计算很重的物件的
Very rarely do we see a very big balance that is used to weigh very heavy matters
天平都是放给那些比较轻微的事物的
Now the balance is used to weigh things that are more light
那这个骑在黑马上的是拿着天平
And so the one on the black horse is holding this balance
这个天平拿来称什么
And so what is this balance used to measure
看底下你就知道
If you read on you see
称粮食
It is to measure food
还有弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
用天平来称粮食你就可以想象到这是饥荒
When you think about to use a balance to measure food, then you will think about this as a famine.
没有足够的粮食。
There's not enough food.
也没有足够的那些各种各样可食之物。
And there's not enough edible food for everyone.
那所以在那一个时候，粮食的买卖啊。 就用天平来称了。
And so it is used the balance to measure the food for sale.
或者几盎司几盎司这样子来算了。
And so maybe it be measured in ounces.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你说几盎司几盎司的买粮食啊
When you would buy food in that increments of ounces.
那买回来的粮食放在哪里啊
And so when you do buy it, where do you put it?
放在牙缝里头都不够啊。
It's not enough, when you buy an ounces to put it anywhere.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是当时那个饥荒的情形。
Brothers and sisters, that is the famine situation.
那你看到那个灾，那些灾难是有连续性彼此影响的。
And so you can see that those tribulations are connected with one another.
先是有了征战。
First, there's warfare.
死了很多人。
So many die.
相对的。
And then you can see in ratio.
劳动力就缺少了。
Then there are few laborers.
生产就一定受影响了。
So there will be less production.
所以粮食越是缺少，因为这是一种事。
And so you would have lack of food, and that is something that would be very logical.
那全地都是这样。
That is the situation on the earth.
饥荒的情形的底下。
They're under famine.
饥荒到什么地步呢
？How are they famished to?
你说有钱，我就不怕买不到粮食。
You might say, as long as I have money, I don't need to fear that I can buy food.
那弟兄姊妹，你读下去你就知道、啊。
But brothers and sisters, when you read on,
钱也不解决问题。
Even if you do have money, that does not solve the problem.
好像我们念那个古老的书的时候。
Just as we read before in our books.
说到那个孟子。
When you talk about 孟子，
他去见那个梁国的那一个皇帝，叫做梁惠王。
And so when he went to see the king of the Lang nation,
不是孟子。是孔子
it's not 孟子 it's Confucius
那孔子这就在那个那一个地方、在齐国
and so Confucius was in this nation 齐 nation
就是现在的山东地方
and so that is in the place of Shandong today
他在那里听见有人弹琴唱歌
So he hears someone playing the harp and singing there.
说什么呢?
So what did he say?
他说三个月都不知道肉的味道。
And so that person is saying he has not tasted meat in 3 months.
我三个月不知道肉的味道。那个时候算是不得了。不过现在来说在很多地方也算不得什么。
So in those days, for someone not to have eaten meat for 3 months is quite a big deal. But even today, maybe some places are that way too.
然后真的是说到孟子了。
And then it really it talks about 孟子。
孟子去看到那个梁惠王的时候。
And so when 孟子went to see a king.
人家告诉王说，老百姓都没饭吃啊。
And so people went to see the king to tell the king that the people had no food to eat.
他说那简单嘛。
And so the king said that
没饭吃就吃肉就好了嘛。
If there's no rice to eat, just have them eat meat.
他做皇帝，他还不知道老百姓的光景是怎样。
He was the king, yet he did not know the situation of the people.
那时候他还可以吃肉泥啊。
Because at that time he still had meat and rice to eat.
但是揭第三印的时候啊。
But when the third seal is open,
皇帝也不行啊。
Even if you are a king, there's no way for you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这一个时候
Because at that time,
没有粮食,
there's just no food at all.
遍地都是那个饥荒的。
That all over, there would be the situation of famine.
那饥荒到一个什么的地步呢?
So what is this, how is this situation of famine?
你说我有钱我就可以解决问题。
Even if you say I have money, I can solve that problem.
那么也知道人的心思里说我有钱就可以解决问题。
God knows that's how men think that if as long as I have money, I can solve my problem.
第三个印揭开了以后就让人看见你有钱也解决不了问题。
But when the third seal is open, it allows for us to see even if you have money, that does not solve the problem.
为什么?
Why?
你有多少钱?
How much money do you have?
你就算有钱
Even if you had money
慢慢粮食都没有了就钱也无处买
Gradually if the food runs out There's no money There's no place for you to use your money to buy food
可以有买有卖的时候
Even when there is food to sell
你只要看看那个价钱
And look at the price
那里就说
There it says
一钱银子买一升麦子
A measure of wheat for a penny
一钱银子买三升大麦
And 3 measures of barley for a penny
一升麦子有多少
How much is a measure of wheat?
大概是这样的 这样大的直径。
It is just like a handful.
这样高的一个桶。
It is about a half a foot tall.
这叫做一升。
That is one measure.
从前买米就是一升一升的买的。
Previously in the past when you buy rice, that is how it's measured in.
或者是一斗一斗的买的。
So they sell it in those increments.
一斗就是十升。
And so if you buy in that increment, it's about 10 measures.
一个劳动力啊，那个时候恐怕一升米还吃，一顿饭就吃光了。
And so to buy that measure, you can eat it in one meal.
弟兄姊妹注意
，Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
一钱银子买一升麦子
，That one measure of wheat for a penny.
那是什么价钱
？What price is that?
一钱银子
，One
一个小事。
You say one penny, that is something very minor.
那就是说，从前老。董老弟兄他们那个时候就大概用过了，你用过那个传动的钱啊，我还没用过，因为我出生的时候已经比他晚一些时候，那个东西已经不流行了。
And so I have not used those pennies before, but Brother Tong have used it before.
你说就是这样的一个买一升米一升小麦，那很便宜啊。
And so if you really use those coins, like a penny for one measure of wheat, that's very cheap.
我记得我小时候
I remember when I was young
半个铜板就当然没有半个铜板了就是说一个铜板的一半
Of course there's no half penny but half of that
可以买一根油条
You can buy those fried bread
现在不行了
And now you cannot
那这次我回香港他们是四块钱港币一根油条
But now when I went back to Hong Kong the fried dough bread is $4 Hong Kong
你说这里说一钱啊一钱啊那就不管了不管它多少了就是一钱这个钱就是了
And so here when it says one penny or just one unit of money you don't need to know how much but just one unit
千万不要忘了
Brothers and sisters do not forget
圣经里面所说的一钱啊
But what the Bible tells us this measure
那个价值是多少呢
What is the value of that
虽然是你说每一个时间都不一样
You say maybe the value of money is different at all times
但圣经里面确实有一个统一的
But in the Bible, there's a standard for us.
一钱银子就是一天的工价。
That one penny equals one day's wage.
弟兄姊妹，你懂。
Brothers and sisters, you understand.
一天的工价。
That is one day's wage.
记得我们的主说到葡萄园工作的时候，就说你进葡萄园工作，我给你一钱银子一天。
You remember our Lord's parable on working in the vineyard that if you work there, I will give you one day's wage, one penny.
所以在圣经里面是提到一钱的时候。就是一天的工价。
And so when it talks about this unit, one penny, it means that it's one day's wage.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你看看。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you look at that,
一天的工价只能买到一升的麦子。
Now, if you use one day's wage, you can only buy one measure of wheat.
只要在还有麦子卖的时候才买得到。
And that is only in the times when there's wheat to sell.
如果没有麦子卖的时候啊，那。连要买也买不到了。
Now when there's no wheat to sell, even if you want to buy it, you cannot.
一天的工价可以弄到三升的大麦。
Now for one day's wage, you can have three measure of barley.
那大麦这是粗的多了。
Now the barley is more coarse.
油和酒不可糟蹋。
But yet do not hurt the oil and wine.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
油和酒。
The oil and wine.
都很金贵啊
They're very precious.
你说不糟蹋，我们从来都不糟蹋啊。
You say do not hurt them. You say we never waste them.
弟兄姊妹们，你这几十年来，有不少人就经历过这样的事。
Brothers and sisters, in these few decades, maybe some have experienced this.
你要油烧菜啊
If you use the oil to cook.
我说一件事就好了。
I just tell you about this.
那个时候在中国了。
And those times in China.
那我们在广州一个月是四两油。
In Guangzhou, they'll give you a specific unit of oil for a whole month.
那怎么烧菜呢
？So how do you cook?
是拿一个皮。
So you use a ladle.
就在那锅里。沾一点油在那里擦一擦
and so you just have a touch of the oil and just covered over the pan.
那就炒菜了。
And that's how much oil, how little oil you use to cook.
等于是没有。
That's almost as if you did not use oil at all.
那弟兄姊妹，很多人没有经历过这个。
Brothers and sisters, many may not have experienced it.
那别人过的人你就晓得了。
But those who've gone through this know.
哎呀，那个油那么金贵啊。
That the oil is so precious.
你才叫做油和酒不可糟蹋。
It says here.
那个光景是。是怎么一回事？
And so here when it says do not waste the oil and wine, what situation would that be?
那弟兄姊妹们，这是全地的饥荒。
Brothers and sisters, because this is worldwide famine.
不仅是全地的饥荒。
Not only is it worldwide famine.
饥荒只是粮食而已。
That famine is only the food.
在这里所提到的那一些，是一切的物质都是在一个非常缺少的那种光景。
But here it tells us that all the resources are in a very state of lack.
好像在全地上那个人生存的条件呢、啊、已经是到了非常非常低的那种光景。
And so here it seems like enable for man to live, it is a very very crucial situation.
那弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个是第三印。
That is the third seal.
地上的粮食和物质都缺少到一个地步，不够叫人活下去。
But the food and resources of this earthIt's so lacking that it's very hard for man to continue to live on.
那所以接着而来的就是第四印。
And so continue on to that is the fourth seal.
那第四印是什么呢？
What is the fourth seal?
那里说得很清楚。
There it says very clearly.
那第四印啊，你来。
It says the fourth seal, come.
他就看见一匹灰色的马。
So he saw a pale horse.
啊，这个灰色的马是有一个名字叫做死。
Now there's a name to this pale horse that is death.
那就是死亡了。
And that is death.
啊，这一个死亡。
And this death,
连阴父好像是跟着他。
And it seems like hell followed with him.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see.
遍地都是死亡。
That throughout the earth there is death.
那一个时候的死亡啊。
And at that time the death.
是透过几件事情来的。
It is through a few things.
第一是刀剑。
First is by the sword.
第二印。
That's the second seal.
第二是饥荒。
And then the second,
第二是饥荒的第三印。
The second way of death is by hunger, the third seal.
第四是瘟疫。
And the third one is with pestilence.
那就是这个第四印。
And so,
主要的那个情形。
And so, that is the situation with this last, this fourth seal of death.
就是说你能体会得到这一些。
Brothers and sisters, if you understand this,
不管是战争也好，
whether it's war,
不管是地震也好，
whether it's earthquake,
自然灾害也好，
natural disaster,
人死了，
man is dead,
你埋葬也埋葬不了那么许多，
you cannot even bury so much of the dead,
跟着那个水源就受污染，
and then the environment would be contaminated.
跟着那个瘟疫就流行。
And so then pestilence would come about.
你就看到。
And then you can see.
遍地都是死亡的。
So throughout the land there is death.
比如说我们看那个撒加利亚书吧。
Brothers and sisters, when we read Zechariah,
应该是在撒加利亚书。那个时候以色列最后给围攻的时候，
it should be Zechariah at the last times when Israel is surrounded.
所有的房子里面都空空没有人了。
But in the homes, in the houses, it is empty without people.
有些死于战争，有些死于瘟疫。
Some are dead because of the pestilence. Some are dead because of the warfare.
有的死于饥饿。
And some die because of hunger.
但是有人跑到那里。
But some would run there.
他们是。只喊一句话。
They can only cry this.
里面还有人没有啊？
Is there anyone that is inside?
没有回答。
There is no answer.
到处都是这样。
That is the situation all over.
这个是死亡。
That kind of death.
那这个死亡不仅是限于人。
That death is not only in regards to man.
那这个事情啊。
Now this situation.
弄到连野兽。也不安分了。
It is so severe. It is to the beast as well.
因为在这种光景底下，连野兽也没有吃的了。
Because under those situations, even the beasts have no food to eat.
他们没有吃的，他就发狠了。
And so, if they have no food to eat, they'll starve.
就吃人了。
And they will be fierce and to eat men.
就这么留意到。
Brothers and sisters, you see that situation.
很可怕。
It is very frightening.
你从来在地上没有那样可怕的事情。
There's nothing so frightening before on earth.
我们读历史，小的时候读历史。
When we're younger, when we read history.
说到原始人的时候。
When it mentions about the ancestors.
他们居在洞穴里。
They live in the caves.
他们就是打猎 维持食物。
And they hunt for food.
那个时候
In those days,
野兽怕人的。
The animals fear man.
像第四印揭开来的时候
But now when the fourth seal is open,
那个野兽也怕也因为饥饿到一个地步他都不怕人了
The beasts would be so hungry they would not fear man
他要吃人了
They would want to eat man
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意到
You pay attention
这些事情发生的时候
When these things happen
实在是可怕
They are indeed very frightening
但是我们不要忘记
But let us not forget
这都是人在神面前犯罪作恶顶撞的结果
This is the result of man's sin and rejection and their corruption and fall
容忍容忍容忍容忍到一天神不能再容忍了
God has been patient and tolerated for a long period of time until one day he can no longer do that
人把神的容忍用尽了
man has used up all of God's tolerance
那神只好来追讨
and so God can only chasten
那这是头因着头一个印引发的那个事情就引出二三四个印造成地上的那种很严重的光景
And so this second, third and fourth seal comes from the first seal that these very severe circumstances befall on earth
那这个一二三四这四个印我们是比较容易能体会
And so these first four seals are more easier for us to understand
弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
我们只是这样轻描淡写的把它里边的光景说一说
We have just slightly mentioned about the situation mentioned about these seals
我们就觉得这个一定是不得了了
Then we feel this is too much already
哦这个事情真的不要发生才好了
It would be best if this did not happen
但是我们不能不回到马太福音去留意一个事实
But we must return to Matthew to pay attention to one thing
那请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音二十四章
Now brothers and sisters if you would turn to Matthew chapter 24
从第六节开始
Starting
我们看两节
From verse 6 We'll look at two verses
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声总不要惊慌因为这些事是必须有的只是末期还没有到民要攻打民国要攻打国多处必有饥荒地震这都是灾难的起头
And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows.
那弟兄姊妹留意
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你说哎呦，我这些事情已经很不得了了。
You said these things are too much already.
很难忍受了。
It is hard to bear.
但是我们的主说
But our Lord said,
你见到这许许多多的时候
When you see all these things,
这是不过是灾难的起头。
This is only the beginning of sorrows.
刚刚开始。
It is only the beginning.
还没有到最尽头。
It is not the end yet.
还没有到最高潮的时候。
It is not at the apex.
还仅仅是在那个开始
It is only the beginning.
说起来这只不过是序幕而已。
It is only just a very little bit of it.
前奏曲而已。
It is only the prelude.
那个重要严重的呢还在后头。
What is more severe would come.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们把这一段话来跟这六个这头四个印来对照一下。
Now if we look at these words to the first four seals.
你看到二三四印都在刚才我们读的几节经文里了。
Then you can see that what the verses we just read are in those seals.
第一印就在第九节开始那两三节里了。
And so the first seal is in verse 9.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们实在不得不在主的面前感谢我们的主。
Brothers and sisters, indeed we have to thank our Lord in His presence.
他给我们有机会。
He allowed for us to have a chance to hear the gospel.
他也感动我们去接受福音。
He also moved us to accept the gospel.
我们就得救了。
And then we're saved.
我们就成了教会。
Then we become the church.
在这些事情发生以前。
Now before these things occur.
就是现在的事结束的时候。
That is at the time when the things that are end.
这些将来必成的事开始以前
Before the things which will come about
教会就被提到 天上离开了地。
The church will be raptured into heaven to depart away from the earth.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们要借用哥林多后书上面有几句话。
We have to use some words from 2 Corinthians.
来说明我们今天蒙福的那种光景。
To tell of the condition which we have been blessed with today.
他曾救我们脱离极大的死亡。
That he is able to deliver us from the great death.
现在还要救我们。
And he is still now saving us.
并且我们指望他在将来还要救我们。
And our hope is that he will also save us in the future.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们得救了，主已经拯救了我们。
We have been saved. Our Lord has already saved us.
我们在地上的年日走过，主也扶持我们。
On our days on earth, our Lord also supports us.
并且我们也有把握知道，在将来这一个灾难要来临全地的时候，我们又被提离开这个地。
We also assured and have confidence when these tribulations shall come, He will deliver us and take us from this earth.
我们实在要感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we have to praise and thank our Lord.
因为他把我们放在他自己的里头。
Because He has placed us in Him.
叫我们脱离人的愚昧所带来的结局。
So that we will depart away from the result because of man's foolishness.
那么我们继续要看结第五印。
So we'll continue on to open the fifth seal.
看到结第五印的时候。
When we see when the fifth seal is opened.
情形就有点复杂了。
Now the situation is a little more complicated.
我们稍微多用一点点时间。
We have to use
在第五印。
A bit more time in the fifth seal.
那么弟兄姊妹，你晓得一谈到被提的事情呢
？Brothers and sisters, you realize when we talk about rapture,
我们就知道有好多种的主张了。
We know there are many interpretations.
你说那些主张有没有根据的
？You say does those theories have any foundation?
就是说教会是不是要经过灾难的
？So the question is, will the church go through the tribulation?
当然，我已经一直跟弟兄姊妹们说到。
Of course, I myself have already repeatedly told brothers and sisters.
启示录本身的那一个分段
according to the sections which Revelation breaks itself up into
或者说按照启示录所给我们看见的时间表
or according to the time frame, timeline which Revelation shows us
教会是属于现在的事这个范围
that the church should be in the timeline of the things that are
在将来必成的事开始以前现在的事就结束。
So before the things that will come about begins, the things that are will end.
现在的事不结束，将来必成的事就不能来。
And so before the things that are will before it, will, if it does not end, then the things that will come about will not begin.
既然现在的事是说出教会在地上一直等到主来。
And so.
当主来的时候，现在的事就结束了。
So when the Lord returns, the period of the things that are will end.
那教会结束在哪里呢？在地上。
So where does the church end on earth?
结束在被提。
It ends with the period with the church being raptured, taken up into heaven.
在地上就结束了。
And so it will end on earth.
教会不在地上。
The church is no longer on earth.
将来必成的事才开始。
Then the period of the things that will come about will begin.
那这是我们从圣经的本身里面所领会过来的。
And that is what we can understand from the Bible itself.
但是问题常常叫我们发生困扰的。
But the issue that will always trouble us.
就是像这一类的经文。
And so it is like these kind of scripture.
在第五印的时候发生的事。
It is, for example, when the fifth seal is opened.
要你看下去的时候。
This kind of scripture when we read it.
你说这些是教会还是不是教会呢
？So when we read it, we'll question, is this the church or not?
你说他们不是教会，又好像。说不清楚。
If we say it is not the church, it is not clear.
你说是教会呢，又好像说不清楚。
If we say it is about the church, we are also not clear about that.
究竟是还是不是呢
？So is it about the church or not?
那因此我们必须要从第五印的里边把第五印的那一个光景很清楚的找出来。
Therefore, we have to find very clearly the condition of the fifth seal from the fifth seal itself.
那首先我们还是要回到 现在的事那里去。
And so now we still have to return to the period of the things that are.
如果我们肯定现在的事就是指着教会整个的时期。
Now if we are sure the things, the period of the things that are is talking about the entire church history.
光是这一点我们就可以说。
Just by that point we can say.
第五印与教会没有关系。
That the fifth seal has nothing to do with the church.
但是问题里面有些字句。
But within the fifth seal in this passage, there are some words.
你必须要找出那个准那个正义的解说是什么。
Then we have to find out what it actually means.
不然的话。
Otherwise.
那里明明给我们看见有教会的成分啊。
There it apparently shows us it is something about the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们要来看。
Brothers and sisters, let us see.
现在揭开第五印的时候。
And when he had opened the fifth seal,
我看见在祭坛的底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的魂。
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊！”你不审判住在地上的人给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢
And we cry with a loud voice saying How long, O Lord, holy and true Dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth
那我们先来看见
Now let us first look at that
就是如果我们从字面上去看这一个
Brothers and sisters, if we look at the text
你说这里有一批人
You say there's a group of people
他们是为着神的话而被杀的
They are slain because of the word of God
他们在神的面前求神给他们伸冤的
And so they cry out to God to avenge them
那么这些人
Now these people
他们是为神的道被杀
They were slain for the testimony of God. They were slain for the word of God. And so if they are not the church, who are they?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
你说没有道理, 有?
If you say it doesn't make sense here, there is.
你说是有道理吗? 又不见得。
If you say it makes sense, yet you do not see it.
那就是我们怎么来看这个呢?
So how do we look at this, brothers
and sisters? 我想弟兄姊妹们,我们一的去注意。
I think let us pay attention one by one.
第一,
First,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你看见这些被斩者的魂在哪里
Where are these souls?
在祭坛底下
They're under the altar
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这就牵连到这个问题了
This has to do with a question
我们这些信主得救的人
For us who are saved, who are in the Lord
如果我们行完世上的路程
After we finish our days on earth
我们去哪里
Where do we go?
你总不会说
You would not say
我去祭坛底下
I'll go under the altar
这个没有的事情
It's not like that
弟兄姊都知道
Brothers and sisters, you know
后书十一章
2 Corinthians chapter 11
给我们看到
shows us
蒙恩得救的人
those who are saved
他们地上的路程行完
after the journey on earth comes to an end
他们就到三层天乐园那里
they'll go to paradise in third heaven
所以保罗在那里被提到那里去的时候他就看到一些隐秘的事
and so when Paul was lifted into third heaven he saw some secret things and then you pay attention
当主来的时候
when our Lord returns
那是在基督里睡了的人
those who are asleep in Christ
这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
now that is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4
你留意
pay attention
这些人
these people
就是主没有来以前死掉了的基督徒
those are the Christians who died before the Lord returns
当主来的时候
when the Lord returns
他们也来了
They would also come.
那他们从哪里来?
So where do they come from?
谁带他们来?
Who leads them here?
我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
When we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, let us turn to there.
你就看到一件事情。
Then you see something.
那些人,
those people,
他们来,
they come,
是耶稣把他们带来。
Because they are led by Jesus.
我们留意十四节。
Verse 14.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So we must ask. At that time, where did Jesus come from? He would not come from under the altar. We know he will come from heaven. Brothers and sisters, then we also will see when he comes.
那些在基督里睡了的人与耶稣一同带来
That will bring with him those who are asleep in Jesus.
那也就是说
That is also to say
从耶稣从什么地方来 这些睡了的圣徒也就从什么地方来
So where Jesus would come from would also those believers who are asleep in him.
既然是这样
If that is the case
头一件事情肯定了
The first thing you are assured of
所有 在主里死了的人,
all those who died in the Lord, no matter how they died,
他们为神的道被斩也好,
whether they are slain for the word of God,
绝对不在祭坛的底下,
they will not be under the altar.
为什么?
Why?
因为救恩没有让他们再去祭坛,
because salvation would not bring them again to the altar.
而祭坛是主去的地方,
because the altar is where the Lord himself goes.
是神的羔羊,
because that is where the Lamb of God goes.
蒙救羔羊救赎的人, 就不到祭坛那里去,
and so those who are saved by the Lamb will not go to the altar.
我们感谢赞美神,
we praise and thank God.
那头一件事情我们晓得了,
so the first thing we understand,
这些在祭坛底下的人,
those who are under the altar,
不是在主里睡了的人,
they are not those who are asleep in the Lord.
因为从时间上面来说,
because in time,
在主里睡了的人已经复活，也被提到天上去了。
Those who are asleep in the Lord has already risen and taken to heaven.
第二件事情我们要注意的,
the second thing we know,
这个是祭坛,
that is the altar.
那祭坛是什么时候的物件?
Where does the altar appear?
祭坛是律法底下的物件,
that the altar is a matter under the law.
没有律法就没有祭坛,
if there is no law, there is no altar.
有律法的时候, 祭坛就一定要在哪里了,
with the law, the altar would be there.
那么现在我们要注意了,
so let us pay attention now.
律法已经让主在十字架上的时候,
our Lord has already completed the law when he was on the cross.
那所以律法里面的事情就不再存留了。
So no, not the matters of the law no longer are kept.
因为一切都已经在主里做完了。
Because everything is complete in the Lord.
那如果在这里再看见祭坛的话,
and so now if we look at the altar again,
那你就看到这是说到律法上的事情。
Then you realize this thing speaks of the law.
那说到律法上的事情,
and so when it speaks of the law,
那弟兄姊妹们, 我们常常碰到人家问我们一件事情,
brothers and sisters, then we'll encounter a question many would ask us.
这个在圣经里边也的确是没有给我们答案的,
and this is also an answer we cannot find in the Bible.
那个是什么呢?
What question is that?
旧约的圣徒什么时候复活?
When will the saints in the Old Testament be risen?
你在圣经里找不到这个答案,
you cannot find this answer in the Bible.
所以没有给我们说很,
God did not tell us this clearly.
所以我们只能归, 把他们归在
and so we can only just conclude that they would only appear in the judgment of the great white throne. They will be risen then. But if we generalize it in that way, we also have a difficulty.
那个难处在哪里?
Where is that difficulty?
那么说来就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们也要等到那个时候,
so that means even Abraham, Isaac and Jacob will have to wait to that time.
大卫也要等到那个时候,
David will also have to wait to that time.
这又发生一些个难处,
then because of that we have some difficulty with that.
我们不管那个在解经上面的一些个难处,
but let us not be mindful of how we interpret the Bible in those ways.
我们要很清楚地说出,
we have to clearly say,
旧约的圣徒们什么时候复活, 的确在圣经里边没有很清楚地给我们说明,
when will the saints in the Old Testament be risen again? The Bible does not tell us very clearly.
我们就只好, 就让它先模糊在那里,
then we can only let's be confused about that first.
因为我们的确是看到,
Because indeed we can see
就是有一些圣徒除了以诺跟以利亚以外啊，他们是有些是不需要等到白色大宝座的时候就复活了。
That we can see in the Old Testament, many of the saints, aside from Enoch and Elijah, they would not have to wait to be risen before the great white throne.
因为好像施浸约翰啊
，For instance, John the Baptist.
好像亚伯拉罕这些啊
，Or for instance, Abraham.
当羔羊婚序的时候，他们是做宾客。
That in the wedding of the Lamb, they are guests.
那他们如果不先复活，他们就没办法做宾客了。
And so, if they are not first risen, they cannot be guests.
他们既然是做宾客的话，那他们一定是也复活了。
And so, if they are guests, of course they are risen.
但是他们在什么时候复活呢
？But when are they risen?
神的话就没有很明显告诉我们。
The word of God does not tell us clearly.
所以我们不去追问了。
So let us. We don't need to pursue after that.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
有部分的旧约的圣徒。在某一个时间就复活了。
We know that there's a group of the saints in the Old Testament, they are risen at a particular time.
但是大部分的旧约的人还是要等到白色大宝座的时候才复活。
But many of those in the Old Testament have to wait to be risen on the great white throne.
那至于我们回到这里说到祭坛的时候。
So here when we return to the altar,
就把我们带回到律法的那一个光景的底下
It brings us back to the condition of the law.
那么既然是这样
If that's the case,
那跟教会也不发生关系了
Then that does not have anything to do with the church.
那然后我们再要看
And then we will have to read on.
他说在那个祭坛底下有就是为神的道和并为做见证被杀之人的魂
The souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held
在跟下文再看起来
Now if we read it with the context
当他们在那里求神给他们伸冤的时候
That when they're crying to God to avenge them
那么是有安慰的话给他们说
Then there are words of comfort to them
那你们还要安息片时
That just wait a little bit
等到与 你们一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀满足了数目
Until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled
那这就说出
Then this tells us
这一种情形还没有过去
That this situation has yet to complete
还继续的在那里发生
It is still going on
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这些事情在什么时候发生
When would these things happen
在将来必成的事的这个期间里面发生
It will happen in the period of the things which will come about
那然后这些在祭坛底下被斩者的魂的事情什么时候发生
And so when does the thing about the souls under the altar happened
是在过去不知道什么时候发生
It happened long ago at a certain time
当然很可能是在第一印第二印的时候发生
It may happen when the first second seals were opened
但是可能是历史历代以来因着这个原因被杀的那些所以都跑到都归到那个祭坛的底下等候复活
And so it could be that throughout all generations those who are slain for the word and the testimony they are under the altar waiting to be risen
因为说到他们被杀
Because when it tells why they were slain
在那个希腊文的时间上面啊，是一个过去完成时
In the Greek tense, it is the perfect past tense. It's the perfect past tense. Past perfect.
Perfect tense.
It is the past perfect tense.
那也就是说，这个事情从前发生的。
And so you say this happened in the past.
但现在还继续在发生。
But it is still going on.
再加上下文。
And when you read on,
你就看见很清楚，还继续在发生。
You can see it very clearly. It is still going to happen.
那在这里你看到这一件。在这种光景里头给杀的人
So you can see those who are killed in this condition
乃是从古时一直到将来必成的事完成以前 都继续在发生。
It will continue to happen from ancient time until even at the end before the things which will come about comes to an end.
那这说出什么呢?
So what does that tell us?
这说出那个时候权力对神的对抗和顶撞到了一个非常高的地步。
And so it tells us the rejection of opposition to God has reached a very, very high point.
这是第一印所带出来的其中的一个结果。
And that is one of the results that is brought about when the first seal was opened.
哦，人在那里恨神。
That man is there, they are hating God.
人在那里对付神。
They are dealing with God.
对神对付不到的时候，就对付那些跟随神的人。
When they have no way of dealing with God, they deal with those who follow after God.
那所以在灾难的时候
，And so in the tribulation,
那些人啊
，those people
就觉得这是灾难，神来对付我们。
They would feel that God is using these tribulation to deal with us.
我们也来对付神。
So we have to deal with God as well. How do we deal with God?
就是杀害那些。守住神的话的人。
So we kill those who hold on to the word of God.
那弟兄姊妹，现在问题又来了。
Brothers and sisters, then that is where the question is. I'll keep on saying about one thing.
啊，这些在祭坛底下的灵魂，他们在神面前有个祷告。
The souls under the altar, they have this prayer to God.
他说圣洁公义的主啊。
It says, Holy and true God.
你不为我们身流血的冤还到几时呢
？Oh Lord, how long will you not judge and avenge our blood?
那这里有两件事情我们值得注意。
There's two things we can pay attention to.
第一就是关乎主的称呼。
One is how they address our Lord.
在新约的里面。
In the New Testament.
圣洁真实的主。
Holy and true Lord.
在教会里面。
In the church.
是承认这个事实。
They acknowledge this fact.
在那祷告的时候就。不多用这个事实
But in prayer, this is not often used.
那这是一个可我们该注意的
That's one thing we need to pay attention to.
啊，就是我们祷告的时候
Is that when we pray?
我们可以说亲爱的主
We can say, Dear Lord.
我们可以说我们的主
We can say, Our Lord.
我们可以说我们所爱的主
We can say, Our beloved Lord.
啊，我们说什么什么的主
We can call him so and so Lord.
但在这里面你非常少
But in the New Testament, very rarely,
几乎我们没有看到有这个，特别在四福音和书信里面没有这个记录。
We can almost say you cannot find this recording in the four Gospels or the epistles.
圣洁真实的主
Holy and true Lord.
那有什么你看？当你用到这个词的时候
，So when you use this term,
你也很容易就接触到那个律法。
Very easily you encounter the requirement of the law.
这是一个祷告的上主的称呼里边，我们该可以留意的一件事。
So this is one thing we pay attention to in the address of the Lord in prayer.
为我们身流血的冤，要到几时
？So the second thing is how long dost thou not judge and avenge our blood?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
主的话是教导新约的圣徒。
Our Lord's words is to teach the disciples in the New Testament, do not avenge for yourself.
那现在他们在那里祷告说，主啊，你要为我们伸冤。
So here they're praying, Lord, avenge us.
这和新约里面的那个教导又不完全吻合了。
And so this is does not coincide with the teaching in the New Testament.
但是如果你看
，But if you read，
上一次摆在律法的底下。
When you place this under the law,
这个就合情合理了。
This is very, very reasonable.
因为在律法的底下。
Because under the law,
就是说圣洁了。
Because it talks about holiness,
就说公义了。
It talks about righteousness.
就是说那个真相了。
It talks about the truth.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么这些都给我们看了。
So this all shows us,
这一批被杀的人。
This group of people who are slain,
他们不是在恩典里边的。
They are not those in grace.
不是。在教会这个范围里头的
They're not in the boundary of the church
那这就牵连到一个问题
And so this has to do with
教会被提了
When the church is raptured
地上哪里还有人有这样坚决的心要站在神的那一边
Where are those who still have such a steadfast heart to stand on God's side
那如果我们读经不是那样子去追的话
Brothers and sisters, we don't pursue that in our Bible reading. Then it is not easy for us to find the truth.
所以说， 如果在灾难的日子里边还有人会这样求告神的，那并不会是教会。
And so they would, if they don't pursue, they would just say those people who are willing to cry out to God in tribulation, they must be the church.
但事实在给人摆出来，不可能
是教会。 But the fact shows us it cannot be the church.
既然不可能是教会，是什么人？
If it cannot be the church, who are they?
上哪里找这些人？
Where do you find these people?
那时候救恩已经的门已经关了。
Because at that time salvation doors are closed.
在那一个时候也在地上也没人传福音啊。
At those times, the gospel will not be preached on earth.
那怎么有一些人是这样的？
Why would there be this group of people?
我们不知道，的确我们是不知道。
We do not know, indeed, we do not know.
但是有一个可能。
But there's this possibility.
但是也不过是推测而已。
It is only a guess.
首先我们知道。
We first know.
一直到现在。
Even now.
在犹太人中间，他们还是有一批人是非常严谨的守着。
That amongst the Jews, there's still a group of people who hold very strictly and steadfastly in the Old Testament the law.
所以这一批人非常有可能就在这个光景的底下。
So that group of people very possibly are in this condition.
这是头一个可能。
That's the first possibility.
第二个可能呢？
The second possibility.
有很多基督徒的朋友。
There are many Christian friends.
平常基督徒们还在地上的时候，向他们传福音，向他们做见证。
There may be friends of Christians who, they have heard the gospel and they have seen the testimony.
告诉他们说，你们必须要信主。
They were told that they must believe in the Lord.
你们不信主的话，你们就没有前途了。
If you do not believe in the Lord, you have no future.
在审判的时候，你们就落在神审判里了。
When God will judge, you will fall under that judgment.
因为我们的主有一天要回来。
Because one day our Lord will return.
那个时候教会就要被提了。
At that time, the church will be raptured.
但是你怎么向他传福音，他都不要相信。
But no matter how you preach the gospel, they will not believe.
但是你跟他传福音说过的话，他听到里面去了。
But after you spread the gospel to them, they have heard.
突然有一天。
One day.
他就发觉。
They'll discover.
为什么好多人都不见了？
They'll discover one day how come there are so many who are missing, who have disappeared.
在留意些的失踪的人。
When they pay attention to those who have disappeared,
全部都是基督徒。
They are all Christians.
他们到哪里去了呢？
Where have they gone to?
以前有一本书叫做《永远神永远的计划》，他们里边就这样描写。
And so they remember those in the eternal plan of God. This is how it's described.
他将来主再来的时候啊，地上有一类的广告是非常非常多的。
They say that there's a commercial that will appear much in the future.
什么广告呢？
What commercial would that be?
寻人广告。
That is the commercial to look for those who are missing.
很多人都失踪了。
Because many are missing.
怎么不知道上哪去了？
We don't know where they have gone.
所以就跟广告去寻人。
So they would have these commercials to look for those who are missing.
当然这些都是 推测的
And of course all these are only theories that they think about. But that is possible. In the past they heard of the gospel, they would not believe.
等到有一天,
but one day,
被提的事情发生了,
when rapture occurs,
教会给被提去了,
when the church is raptured,
基督徒都不见了。
All the Christians are not here.
他们猛然的想起。
Then they will remember.
哎呀，基督徒都不见了。
All the Christians are gone.
可能他们从前跟我说的都是真的。
Maybe what they told me before is true.
不然的话，他们上哪去呢？
Otherwise, where did they go to?
那在这种光景的底下。
So under those conditions,
他们转过来信主了。
They repent and believe in the Lord.
当然，他们那个信主跟我们信主就是两样了。
Of course, how they believe and how we believe is different.
他们那时就是真的是接受神了。
At that time, they truly accept God.
那个时候已经没有救恩了。
But at that time, there's no more salvation.
所以就回复到旧约的那个原则的上头去。
So it returns to the Old Testament principle.
所以我们看启示录的时候。
So when we read Revelation.
以后我们看到天使传福音。
Later we can see the angels preaching the gospel.
也看见有两个见证人传福音。
We see two witnesses preaching the gospel.
但是你看到那个传福音的内容是什么？
But when you see what is the content of the gospel.
不是叫人得拯救的福音。
It is not a gospel to save.
那是叫人敬畏神的福音。
It is a gospel for man to fear God.
那个时候现在恩惠的福音就已经结束了。
And so the gospel of grace has ended now.
他们那个时候必须要敬畏神。
So in those times they must fear God.
你怎么去敬畏神呢？
How do you fear God?
你根据什么敬畏神呢？
According to what do you fear God?
只要根据律法的原则。
Only according to the principle of the Old Testament.
那所以非常有可能。
so, very possibly.
那个时候,
at those times,
灾难开始以后,
after the tribulation begins,
还有一些要站在神一边的人,
there are still those on earth who will stand on God's side. But those people are not the church.
我们不知道那些人怎么出现,
we don't know how they appear.
但是这几个可能都可以,
but these possibilities are possible.
那些保守的犹太人, 这个肯定是有。
And of course, we know of the remnant of Israel.
因着基督徒被提而苏醒的人也可能有。
And it is also possible for those who are awakened when they see Christians
being raptured. 但有没有其他的呢?
Would there be any others?
我们也不知道。
We don't know.
反正我们现在要解决的。
But what we need to be clear on now,
第一是肯定。
To be first assured.
第五个印里边的那些被斩者的灵魂没有复活的那些不是教会。
Is that those who are souls who are slain and under the altar, they are not the church.
另外呢
Secondly,
在那一段时间除了教会以外人还是有可能拣选神站在神的一边
In those days, aside from the church, there will still be others who can accept and stand on God's side.
但是却不是凭着救恩而进去的
But they do not enter by salvation.
那这是在第五这个第五印里面所说的事情
This is the matters in the fifth seal.
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
第五印是说到地上顶撞神的那种光景到了很严重很严重的地步。
The fifth seal tells us of a situation that's very, very severe before God.
但是我虽然我们不在其中
Even though we're not in the midst of it,
我们还是要感谢神。
But we still also have to thank God.
因为当这些人在那里呼求神的时候
Because when these people cry to God,
神给他们的安慰很及时的就来了。
God's comfort to them comes in time.
在神给他们的安慰的里边
In the comfort which God gives them
一面是让他们不再在那里落在魂的冲动里
On the one hand is to allow them not to be under the emotional excitement
而一面也在那里等候神的时间
But on the other hand for them to allow to wait for God's time
看到神给他们的安慰扶持的时候
When we see God's strength and comfort to them
我们还有一样很清楚的来说出这些人不是教会
There's still yet another thing that tells us clearly these people are not the church
什么事呢
What matter is that
因为当他们那样祷告的时候
Because when they pray that way
那这就有话十一节你注意于是有白衣赐给他们穿上
And so verse 11 also tells us And white robes were given unto every one of them
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你晓得
You know
这个白衣
These white robes
只有两种情况
There are only two situations
一个就是救恩
One is salvation
一个就是圣徒所行的义
And one is the righteousness of the saints
圣徒所行的义的就不是恩典
And the righteousness of the saints is not grace
只有救恩的那个白衣是恩典
But only the white robes of salvation is grace
现在这里说
But now it says
有白衣给他们赐给他们
But now white robes are granted to them
那因此弟兄姊妹们在这里你可以留意了
Here you can pay attention
如果这批是基督徒
If this group are Christians
他们得救的时候就已经穿上白衣
When they are saved they already areThey already have white robes on.
但是你看见他们给杀了还没有白衣。
But you see they are slain and yet they are without white robes.
要等到那个时候神才把白衣赏给他们。
Only at that time God grants them the white robes.
所以显然这个是圣徒所行的义的那一种白衣。
So very apparently these white robes are the righteousness of the saints.
那这许许多多虽然是很细但是确实给我们看准。
So even though these are very detailed and minor, but it allows for us to see accurately
教会不在灾难
that the church is not in the tribulation.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
虽然这些都是灾难的起头
even though this is all the beginning of the tribulation,
但是尽管灾难是怎样的发生
but we know no matter how the tribulation is,
我们不是说幸灾乐祸的话
we're not saying things that we're happy, we're not in trouble.
我们是说出那个事实
we're only telling the truth.
神恩待我们
that God has been gracious to us.
他救我们真的是救到底
He indeed has saved us to the end.
他从前救了我们
He has saved us in the past.
现在救我们
He saves us now.
并且将来还是要救我们
and He is yet to save us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这的确是我们认识救恩里面的丰富到一个什么的地步的时候，我们没有办法呢禁止我们自己不称颂我们的主。
Indeed, when we realize how full the salvation we have received is, we cannot but praise and thank our Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.